Era scenario for Call of Cthulhu 7th edition by Scott Dorwood from the Nameless Horrors Collection. Starring Dannon McAleer as former socialite Maureen Frayne, Joseph Chance as former businessman Thomas Dolan, and Dan Wheeler as former medical doctor Nathaniel Coombs. The keeper of arcane lore is Dominic Allen. Chapter 12, Citizen Frayne.
When he says flesh, the whole room vibrates and you're suddenly transported back to the house, and you do feel this calling back to the house. Back to the house. How you act on that is up to you. But Cavendish turns to Coombs and says, "This is more fantastical than I had suspected. I've desperately wanted to understand, to see one of these things, but you have to understand, it wasn't me. It was Sedgwick. He bought the land that the hospital is on. He told me he's the one who's prevented me from... I'm sorry. I want to help, but I can't. They came to me and they... Oh, God." And he covers his face with his hands.
"You mean they bought the land? They bought the land. They own this place, essentially.
They own everything. They own the hospital.
So there's got to be a paperwork. There's got to be paperwork. Did they do it right? Or did they do it underhand?
I don't know. They made me the hospital administrator. After they bought it. After they got rid of you, Coombs."
I glance casually at Maureen Frayne, and she looks fine, right?
No. I instantly take a lingering look at Esther lying on the gurney, and I turn to them, and in my head it's immediately clear. What's happening to these children won't stop. The house needs flesh. It can't have hers, but it can have mine. But if it needs flesh, it's not getting hers, it's getting mine. And I say, I just kiss her on the forehead, and I say, "Look after her. The house needs flesh. You're right, Professor Hawks." And I sprint for the door.
Wait, Maureen.
I definitely try and stop her.
And at that moment, the phone rings. Cavendish, confused, he just goes to the...
He drops the jar. No, he doesn't. I think I've still got the jar, haven't I?
Yes. He goes to the phone and picks it up. "Hello? What? All right. Yes, all right." And he hangs up. He says, Something's happening. They want me down in reception."
"Doc, stay here."
"No. Someone's here."
Who's here? Don't go."
He says, I have to." And he starts going down the stairs.
Did we manage to stop Maureen?
If you haven't managed to stop me, I'm already out of the room, I imagine. But
in which case, I think simultaneously I was thrusting the specimen over to you, Dr. Nathaniel, and I was running after Maureen. "Doc, hold this!" And I was sort of...
Well, I'd like to argue that she was on the bed when she sort of made that decision, and if we were...
It's a McAleer combination description maneuver.
Yeah.
Think like his NPCs, man. Think like his
classic,
NPCs.
Classic.
He's taking three turns in one.
So I'm opening the door and I just...
Don't start reacting. Just retcon it.
To be fair, entirely on me, I'd forgotten I was still on the gurney. I thought I was just stood next to you guys. So maybe I'm going to kiss Esther, and as I go, I kiss her on the forehead, and I turn to you all. I'm still stood in amidst you as the phone's ringing, and he answers it, and I say, "The house needs flesh. It can have mine. The house needs flesh." Hawks, Professor Hawks, that's what you said? You see me speaking to the empty space. And I said, "That's what he says, and I need to go. Hawks, tell them it can't have Esther's. We've saved them. Look after her. But it needs flesh, otherwise this will never be over."
And Doc, take this. And I try and give you the specimen, but I think you're already moving towards it, right? So maybe there's chaos.
Yeah.
He's answering the phone. You're listening to the phone.
I think you probably just see me prepare to sprint, like, as in you can see I'm about to, like,
I definitely try and grab an elbow.
Well, in that case, if you're grabbing an elbow, let's, well, I think it's a brawl roll in the sense that it's like a grapple, in which case, Maureen, how are you reacting? You're gonna keep running, or are you gonna...
I'm not gonna fight back. I've got no, like, I don't want to fight back. I'm just gonna...
that'd be a dodge, I think, then.
Try and keep... yeah, it's a dodge.
Keep moving.
Sounds like you're dodging. Yeah.
Oh, I've rolled a 0-2, which is an extreme success.
Oh, hello.
It's happened. The tide turned.
So a dodge would win if it's a tie. So you'd need an extreme success on your dodge.
Yeah. What is my dodge? I imagine it's the base.
Half. It's half your dex.
Half your dex. It's not listed, no. But half my dex is 30. And it needs to be extreme.
Pretty good.
And 11. That's an 11.
Not quite.
On a 30, not quite, but close.
Really good hard.
A dramatic moment, for sure. I almost escape your grip.
Spend the luck if you want, man. You can spend...
I think she's probably not thinking.
You're in a bout of madness. Yeah. It's probably quite passive.
So he manages to grab hold of you.
No, please.
In which case, I grab his arm as he's going, and I go, "Is it the Midas Circle? Is it them? Are they down there?"
No, it's Reggie Clover.
Do I know that name?
You might do.
Education?
Yeah.
Yeah, 42. I've done it on a 50. Education.
Reggie used to... He's a local guy. He's a black guy who's quite a bit older. He has Bell's palsy, notably. And everyone thinks he's a bit simple. But maybe he is, maybe he isn't.
Yeah. Never judge a book by its cover, right? Yeah, okay, so, but Reggie Clover, not the name I was expecting.
Also, probably, actually, you probably know that he used to work for Hawks and Sedgwick.
Hmm. Yeah, of course.
So he was pretty bright. He was one of their students, I think, if memory serves. Yes, he's a former physics student. But you maybe also know that he spent time in an institution.
Hmm.
And it was only after the institution that he developed Bell's palsy.
Interesting. You've got to go down there and see him?
It's urgent, apparently. Doris is in a tiz.
Sure. All right. Well, we'll go hide somewhere. You got an office?
Yes.
While this is happening, I'm still just struggling, I imagine.
Yeah, there's a struggle between those two there.
No, I've got to go. While this conversation is happening, I've got to go. The house needs flesh. The house needs flesh. Tell him, Hawks.
We can tell him. We can talk about this quietly. This is, I'm sure we can resolve this, Maureen. We've all had a long day.
Hawks, you said. Tell him. I'm staring into an empty space when I say that, obviously.
Dr. Cavendish says, look, he seems really nervous. He says, would you mind coming with me? I don't want to be alone.
Does he say it just to me, or does he say it to the room?
He says it to the room.
Yeah.
I'd be pleased to accompany you, Cavendish, but as you can see, Maureen has had something of a turn.
You keep the specimen, I'll keep Maureen. Maureen, let's go to the house. There's a back way out here.
Yeah, let's.
There's a back way. Let's go to the back way. But we need to take Esther with us. She's got to be safe with us.
Okay. But she can't come back to the house. She can't go. The house needs flesh. Right. It can't be hers.
You two go down. We'll work this out.
Cavendish says, leave the children here. They'll be safe.
Right. You and me. There's a back way. You come with me, Maureen.
No. Leave them with who? Leave them with who?
With these guys, the doctors. Go. They're going down. We'll have to leave her there now.
Okay.
They'll be safe here, Maureen. These are good people. I used to work with these people.
Promise me.
There's nowhere they'll be safer than in a hospital.
Okay, let's go. Thomas, let's go.
Is there a corridor that leads away?
Yeah.
I'm just following with you, yeah.
Presumably I get the picture from Dolan that he's obviously not going to be taking Maureen to the house.
I look at him and I look at you and I nod and then I go, wink.
Okay, just in case there was any doubt in my mind. Okay, great.
Dolan says, come on, Maureen, come on, Professor Hawks.
Yeah.
Let's get both of you down to the... Yeah.
So I will, follow Cavendish.
Mm-hmm. When you get to the reception, there is a tall black man with... He clearly has Bell's palsy. And he's frantic. He's quite frantic. You probably know him. He's Reggie Clover. That's his name. And he is remonstrating with the nurse, Doris. And she's saying, just slow down, please. I can't understand what you're trying to say. Because it's very difficult for him to speak. But he says, as you come in, he turns to Cavendish. And he says, Hooverville, there's trouble at the Hooverville. It's on fire. It's on fire. Cavendish just looks at you.
He's a resident of the Hooverville, is he?
No.
Oh. I'd like to give him, look him over. Does he look like he might have been in a car accident recently?
No.
Okay.
But he looks frantic. And he paces up and down the reception area.
Reggie, what were you doing over at the Hooverville?
I saw the fire. You can see it from outside. Fire on the horizon.
Can you? Can I? If I go and...
Are you stepping outside?
Oof.
No, classic. Classic. As you stride over, confident, and then you realise...
It's a tough one because I'm pretty trusting.
It's the nightmare.
He doesn't look like he's been in a car accident, so he wasn't one of the people... Well, I'm assuming he wasn't one of the people chasing us.
Do you remember when Brian Dennehy played the part of Nathaniel Coombs? My God, what a performance. The way he strode over to those doors in Act 4. Oh, God, I could have watched it 10 times over. I cried, I tell you, at the end of that show. Broadway is just not the same now.
I stride over to the door. I think I am. I take him at his word. And I stride to the door. If there's a window, which would give me a view of the Hooverville or the horizon.
Yeah, from the door, you can probably see.
Yeah.
Indeed. There is a bright light on the horizon. Looks like fire in the direction of the Hooverville.
Oh, God.
God.
And actually, Thomas Dolan and Maureen Frayn, you can probably see it from whatever window you're nearest as well.
Maureen, look.
Oh, God. Oh, God, the Hooverville. It's ablaze. The other children.
I grab her and I look at it deep into her eyes, which are still very beautiful, despite the grease around her face.
Yeah.
As you're looking out the window, a smashed-up car comes screeching around the corner and pulls up in front of the hospital.
Oh, shit.
Perfect. I say, if there's flesh to be given, let's make it theirs, not yours. Come on.
Yes, you're right.
For Esther.
The door's open.
Come, come, come.
How many get out?
Three. They're wearing long, long white masks.
You still got your gun?
You're right, Thomas. It's them that's done this. If it needs flesh, it's got to be theirs.
You see, as we're heading back... I say, one of them had many mouths. That's what you said in the car.
Oh, God. It looked like mouths. It's so hard to tell, but it seemed like tiny mouths over his lower face. And
like the things.
Yeah.
Needle-sharp mouths. Like he's had so many of the fucking things inside of him.
Exactly.
They're all in his face.
Yeah, perhaps that's it. They're all trying to chew out through his face.
Giving him strength. Giving him life. I mean, I tell you, I felt the doc's wrist. It was like the wrist of a young man. How horrifying. Okay. We're just going to have to hope that the kids are okay. You know how to use that gun. We got to think of something. Are there any weapons? Are there any weapons?
Oh, yeah, I take out my 38. Well, it's Charles's 38, and I've still got 3 bullets, I believe.
Yeah.
I can't remember how many times I've shot. I think it's only 1 or 2.
It's 3.
I'd say 3.
And I had 5 ammo.
We need the doc.
Sure, you can have 3.
We need the doc. We need to get out of here. We need to go to Arkham. We need to make a case.
Yeah.
I start running for an office. Is there an office?
Yes.
Is there any paperwork? I want to look for paperwork about deeds of sale.
That, possibly not.
I'm ransacking the office, basically. That's me. I'm busy.
I think at this point we should go into Dex order.
Yeah. Well, could I make a pitch for just doing, while he's ransacking a room and after we've seen the cars, just doing a quick bit of with the first aid kit, just patching up myself a tiny bit?
Yes, yeah.
Since I'm on 1 health, I just thought it might be prudent to...
First aid roll can be attempted.
That's 52 on the 50 first aid. I'm going to push it.
Oh, no, yeah, okay, yeah, push it.
I'm going to push it on 1 health. Oh, no. Oh, shit, I forgot I had luck. Luck is a thing.
How much luck have you got?
I don't think I've spent any luck.
What?
I've got nothing on my sheet about... Oh, hold on. Minus 10 luck automatically. Along with the power from earlier. So I've still got 10.
Not much. I've got 2. If there's any consolation to you, I've got 2. And I think Dan's got about 5.
I'm going to spend 2.
I've got loads of luck. I got 20 bonus points when I...
So you gain a hit point.
Oh, this hospital is like a nightmare zone.
Yeah.
What does Coombs do?
So I'm looking through the door and I can see them getting out of the car. Mm-hmm. I think I just start saying no, and I back away and start running back to anywhere to the office where we were before. I guess I start heading for the stairs.
There might be a back exit. I mean, would you?
There might be, but we left the kids up there, so I think that's where I'm going.
Billy's up there.
So you start running for the back door. The one of the figures that's come out of the car, the one near the front. They've sort of formed a triangle shape, one in front and 2 flanking. And the one at the front is clearly Sedgwick. And he's holding a gun. And he says, "Get out here, Coombs! Dolan! Frayne, show yourselves! I know you're in there! I just want to talk!"
I think we're still with Coombs, aren't we? I think Coombs has the floor.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I thought you'd run upstairs.
Yeah, I'm running for the stairs.
Yeah, so you're heading upstairs. That's fine. What's Maureen doing?
Is Thomas still sort of guiding me?
I think so.
I think not so much. I think if I've managed to persuade you not to give your own flesh and give theirs, I think I'm dashing back to this office to try and... I think I've said, I've got to find evidence!
Is that bout still going for me? The flesh for the hand?
It will be until the end of this round.
In which case, I want to make my way out of the... Yeah, you've sort of convinced me that other people's flesh is preferable to mine, at least. So do I recognise this voice?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, Sedgwick.
Yeah, of course it is. I want to make my way downstairs towards the voice.
So you turn a corner... And you can start going down the stairwell.
But I pull my gun out as I go.
You probably run into Coombs on the stairs.
Yes, that's very likely. Coombs. It's him, isn't it? It's Sedgwick. How many mouths did he have?
I don't know, but there's 3 of them.
Well, we can't let them get to Esther or Billy.
No, we need to get the kids out of here. Or hidden away somewhere, or something.
And the house needs flesh. We can give it theirs. And I go to pass you with my gun and go down towards that, where they're shouting from.
Maureen!
Well, if it's not mine, it has to be theirs.
What's Thomas Dolan doing?
So I imagine that I've got into this office, and I've started to throw open drawers and things in a frantic worry, and then I hear the voice of Sedgwick, and I don't know his voice, but I it's someone saying, "Our names, get out here." And I spin round, and I think, all right, the game's up. If there was evidence here, I'm not going to find it. But if you burn my home, I'll burn your town. And I smash the nearest electrical light. And I start a fire.
Okay.
Right. Carthage.
Desperate measures.
Somewhat.
All right. So you get something starts to catch at this stage. What does Coombs do? What's Coombs doing?
Still heading up towards the where the kids were left.
So you probably get there.
Okay.
By the end of this round, and the kids are still there.
They're still there.
Safe. You can probably hear a commotion in the corridor, off one of the offices. Something being smashed.
So I attempt to, sort of hoist them both up, like maybe one over each shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how old these kids are.
They're very light.
Fine. Okay. They're like under 10, aren't they?
Esther's 12 and Billy's 14. I mean, they're extremely emaciated. They're like birds.
Well, then maybe I do manage it. So I throw one over each shoulder, like fireman's lift, and under the immense weight, two tweens, I am sort of start staggering around, looking to see if I can find a back door. I don't know. I know this hospital. I worked here, so I should know if there is a back door, if there is. Or a fire escape or something.
Yes. Yeah, there's a fire escape for sure.
Great. So I start making my way down that.
You pass an open door of an office where Thomas Dolan is inside. clearly starting a fire.
Maybe I say, Dolan, help me with take Esther.
Step ahead of me, Doc. Where's Maureen?
I think she went after them. She had her gun drawn.
Damn it.
We just got to get the kids out.
Why would she... Son of a bitch! I take Esther and I fireman's lift her and I start sprinting towards anything that might be a fire escape.
We're on it, I think, right?
Yeah.
You get I think I spotted you from the fire.
Oh, did you? Oh, sorry. I misunderstood. I thought it was a corridor and then we were... apologies. Yeah.
I imagine it's a corridor with an office off. You've been... Coombs is running down the corridor. You see the open door of the office. The end of the corridor is the fire escape.
Perfect. As usual, we're having the conversation as we get there. I've got to get her. I've got to get her, Doc. I've got to get her. How the hell do you get out, though? Shit. Give me 10 seconds.
We can't give ourselves away.
Just count for 10. And I sprint back as fast as I physically can. But Maureen's...
2, 3.
Well, Maureen, you've got to the bottom of the stairs. You hear a gunshot. What do you do? You're facing the door into the reception. That's where the gunshot came from.
And just to be clear, is that my bout of madness ended in that moment?
Yeah.
So as soon as I get to the bottom and hear the gunshot, I immediately realise, what the fuck was I doing? There's no way we need to go back to that house. That's an awful idea.
But now you're at the bottom of the stairs.
And suddenly I'm there. And now I'm here. And is that? Can I see anyone? Or can I just see an empty space and hear this gunshot?
There is a window in the door. So you can see that they have come in. They've still got their masks on. One of them's holding a gun out. It's clearly just, they've clearly just shot it. The other one is sort of looking down at the floor and then bends down out of sight.
My perspective immediately shifts back, as it always does, to Esther. And so I run back up the stairs. And I'm shouting as I go, sort of saying, Thomas, where are you both? There's Esther, Billy, where?
You're shouting that, are you?
Fucking idiot. Not you, Maureen.
No, yeah. Well, as I go back up the stairs, but yeah. I assume they've already seen me through the door.
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay. In my head, it was a clear glass thing. That could...
I think this is a beautifully realistic moment.
Yeah.
Anxiety and expression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's exactly what would happen for human beings.
Perfect.
In this moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
What's Dolan doing?
So I'm sprinting back to the stairwell, and I'm going to try and take two steps at a time to get down to her.
Going down?
To get down to her. I just got to try and stop her. I've got to stop her from destroying herself. She's got the gun, and she can use it. We could do with her on the steps. We've got to get out of here. We've got to get back round to the front of the car. That's my plan.
You hear her calling up the stairwell, and yeah, you meet, kind of, you run into each other.
Go, 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 go!
But downstairs somewhere, you hear that door, boom, boom, and a set of footsteps coming, running.
Where are we going?
There's a fire! Go!
And have you got the kids under your arms? Oh, no, no, you don't have the kids.
No, I've got them.
Esther, where's Billy?
She's at the back. We gotta get to her.
7.
Okay,
eight,
I follow.
9. and then I step out onto the fire escape and start making my way down with both kids.
Oh, well, I'd already imagined that I was, so I'd already kind of, you'd run the fire escape and I'd handed you the kids and that you had them halfway down. I mean, I was thinking like you were set to go.
Exactly. I'm making my way down.
You probably at this stage start to hear a screaming coming from the reception as well. It's a man. It's probably Cavendish.
Shit.
Yeah.
Maureen and Dolan. You're running up the stairs.
Christ, we're still on the stairs. Oh, fuck. I was hoping we were... Okay.
Can you both give me constitution rolls?
That's a good success on constitution. 28 on my 50. I don't have the money to smoke in the Hooverville, so...
But of course, it's always been ever since this sickness took me. It's like those first 10 yards are fine, and then... Suddenly the breath goes short, wheezing, the asthmatic wheeze. I'm fighting for breath. Is it the smoke? Has it got to me already? 77 on my 40 constitution.
What's your move rates?
Not great.
Mine is 8.
Big man. Big man.
Yeah.
What was yours, Joseph?
6.
Okay. So Maureen is taking the stairs 2 at a time. She's off. She's out of there. But you, Mr. Dolan, I'm going to need... I'm going to need a dex roll.
Oh, God.
To be fair, would it be fair to say that, like, I mean, he's come back for me. I've just lost this bout of madness. He's the one showing me where my kids are. He knows where Esther's gone. I'm not going to leave him behind.
In that case, that's fine. But I'll still need a dex roll from Dolan.
Because you're stuck there as well.
Yeah.
You've just volunteered to die with him.
Well, you do have the gun. You do it could work.
That's true.
We're changing places, and that's what happens in the Hooverville. Which you're just on a dime.
Exactly.
On a cigar butt, you change places. That is a 45. Fuck yes, that's good. I passed by 5.
Oh, good.
I'm nervous about... Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're all doomed, guys. But we've got so
natural.
Nice. So you think you're going to slip on the step, but you keep going. It's fine. So Maureen, you've got, because you're in a chase and you're the fastest, you don't have to move, but you've got 2 actions.
Right.
At the bottom of the stairwell, one of the figures wearing a mask, not Sedgwick, has come in and he looks up the stairwell and he starts pursuing you. He's holding a gun.
And to be clear, Thomas hasn't stumbled. He's just a couple of steps behind me.
I dropped a step, but I'm back in.
At the moment, you're both in the same position on the stairs.
Okay, that's fine. But we're near the top of the stairs?
You're in the middle of the stairs. You can move up the stairs by 2 places.
Oh, fuck.
Or you can move 1 and do something, or you can do 2 things.
Bigger stairs than I was expecting. The first thing to do when someone's got a gun drawn is to shoot them. So... I return, well, I don't return fire. I turn and I shoot.
All right. Give me a firearms roll.
Would it be all right to spend both turns? One to like aim, to like sort of crouch.
I think so.
And actually really put.
Think can, yeah.
my all into it.
You can in a chase.
Because I kind of feel that would give me a benefit. I've only got like 3 bullets left, so.
You want that one shot. Yeah. It's the cool moment.
You know.
The cool, clean.
Well, I'm very good with this handgun, but it's got to be like a breathe out, steady the hands. There's a bit of a shake because I think technically she is an alcoholic, but hasn't had alcohol in quite a while. But, you know, the clarity of the situation demands this. And as Thomas sort of lumbers up the next step behind her, she just squats to a knee, breathes out, and takes the shot.
So you can have a bonus die, I think.
Oh, well, look, I may as well roll again to see how well I do. That was a success, but...
Good stuff.
Oh! So I got 50 the first time, 11 on the second roll, and my the handgun skill is 60% for Maureen Brain.
That's extreme.
She's done a lot of shooting.
That was a hard success,
extreme.
You say.
Extreme.
Extreme.
11 on a... Yeah, it's 60 on so 12, firearms yeah, handgun.
12 would be...
Let's have, if you'd like to roll your damage on the gun.
Yeah. So it's a 38, what is it?
D10, is it?
Damage, 1d10?
Yeah.
1d10.
So roll a d10.
Oh, I've already got it out.
This obviously is one of those amazing montage moments where Dolan's gripping onto the banister of the stairwell.
Mm.
Coombs is gripping onto the banister of the fire escape, practically dropping a kid as he does. Yeah. The thing in the jar that he's had to leave is turning in its weird way.
Yeah, because in extreme success you get plus 10. So it's 13. You shoot this man dead. You blast his white mask just goes red. It's in this in a half second it just goes, all you see is red.
Ooh.
And he's gone. He's down on the floor, sprawled at the bottom of the steps.
I'm usually a turn and follow or walk or run with Thomas. I mean, we're in it now, right?
What does Dolan do?
I just keep going. I hear this crack, this cannon shot, and I can sense from the way that she responds, and she's pulling even with me and pulling ahead, that someone's gone down, and I just keep moving.
So Coombs, you get effectively to the bottom of the fire escape with these kids, and as you look up, you see Dolan and Maureen appear at the top of it. What do you want to do?
I'm around the back of the building. Yeah,
it's like the side, I think. So it's one. Right. It's like it's a big building, but you're at one side, so you can probably.
Is it an open street, yeah, or is it an alleyway?
It's, like, it's all open around here. It's like surrounded by
right, streets. Right.
It's on its own sort of quad. So you can see cars. If you got to the edge of the building, you'd be able to see the cars.
Great, that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to lower the kids to the ground so that they're like up against the wall and then edge round the building and look to see whether I could see the cars and see whether anyone is standing near our car.
They all seem to be inside.
Okay. But, I mean, I guess we just got to get out of here, but where the fuck are we going to go? This feels like this is... never ending, but I, having seen that, I go. I'll pick up Billy again, and then stand by the corner of the building, waiting for someone to come and waiting for them to join me.
Okay. So Maureen, are you going down the stairs?
Yeah, I mean, I imagine I'm. Have we seen him?
Yeah.
At the bottom. Yeah. So yeah, I'm.
As you start to leave, I grab your jacket, and I say,
yeah,
money. We need money.
Yeah. Yeah. We do.
We can get some. Yeah, okay.
Of course.
And then I start going with you.
We can get some from... I'm sort of like talking out, like I'm sort of slightly like out of breath and not thinking quite what I'm saying, but I'm saying like, we can get some from... I know so many people. There's Rosita, there's Cheryl, and she always... You know, and then I sort of, as I'm running and... breathing, I realised that none of those people are my friends anymore, because of course...
Yeah, and as you're saying, each name kind of adds another nail to the coffin of my hopes as to whether that money's going to show, and I...
Yeah.
And now every single part of me is thinking we need the car and we need some green.
Yeah. And some money.
That too.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
We need some...
$4.20, bruh.
Lincoln's? No. Washington's. We need some Benjamins.
Benjamins.
Benjamins. Mr. Frank.
It's all about the Benjamins, man.
That's his impression, so none of it's worth anything right now.
That's no, true.
True. Not worth the wheelbarrow, it's wheeled around it.
So you all gather at the foot of this fire escape. Smoke has started to billow out of one of the upstairs windows. Thick black smoke.
Gotta make a dash for it. Can we do that? I'll take Billy. Unless you want to, Doc.
I've already got Billy, I think.
Okay. You got Esther?
I'll take Wait, Esther.
But you're better at driving.
Yeah. Yes, but yeah, you're right, Thomas. You take her. If you
I'm strong. And as I say that, I pick her up. I scoop her up.
So,
all right. On three.
You two have the kids, and I make sure my gun's loaded, and I say, to the car.
On three. One, two, three. And then I just start running towards the car.
Slow motion running is being enacted beautifully.
So yeah, you get to the car. Two figures emerge from the hospital, looking furious. One is stood slightly behind the other. He's younger, quite well built, and the guy in front is clearly Sedgwick. And he sees you trying to get in the car. He tears his mask off. I don't know how much of you are looking at him.
I mean, I'm trying to get in the car, but I'm not going to ignore the fact that
I think I'm primarily trying to get in the car. I'd argue that
I'm trying to get in the car.
To be honest, I think it's probably safest to say that I'm the one looking most, because I'd imagine I'd be covering while they get in the car, the kids. So I'm over the roof of the car looking at him.
The one behind him is holding, he's holding a canister, a glass and metal canister, and it's got one of the,
it's the thing,
specimens in it. But Sedgwick is stood in front. He's holding a gun. He tears his mask off and stares at you, and he aims the gun and he says, stay there, stay the fuck there.
You know, if I'm the one with the gun trained on him over the car roof as the others, because I'm letting the others get the kids into the car first, I'd like to take a shot. But if that's not...
Well, actually, he goes first in the dex order. In fact, Coombs goes first in the dex order. So
indeed.
I put Billy in the back of the car and and climb in after him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good shout. Nothing has been achieved by coming to this hospital.
No, a lot has been achieved. The whole town is in on it, man. Which was our fear when we first left, because you kept saying, let's go, and it was brilliant. You played it to the hilt. And the truth is, he knew. Mm. His hands were tied.
Mm. He didn't know all of this stuff.
No, but he knew about the parasites, right?
Mm. He suspected about the parasites. Well, yeah. He didn't know what they were doing.
I feel sad that he's dead. I assume he is.
Mm.
But
not necessarily.
Mm, true.
Sedgwick. Fuck's sake. Oof. Well, that's not good.
Is his gun jammed?
No.
Not good for us.
Shit, the opposite. Fuck.
The opposite.
So I think I'm lumbering over, and I'm barely behind the front of the car, I think. And I've got Esther over the left shoulder. And I see her mother with a gun raised over that side, and I'm thinking, I gotta get around her. Gotta find a way to just slide past her, and then I hear something.
Do any of you run for cover? He's pointing a gun at you.
I'm trying to get the kid into the car.
Would it be fair to say what I was trying to say, because the way I'd framed it in my mind might be wrong, but like while I'm covering, I was thinking I'm using the car as cover and like pointing my gun over the roof.
Okay.
While they get in with it, but that might be just unfair.
No, that's fine.
I'd probably dive behind the car if he's there that fast, sort of. He's so much quicker and he's there, he's got his gun up. I'd probably try and dive with Esther to not be exposed to gunfire.
If it was Dannon, I'd immediately sit behind the engine block, because I know that's the thing that's the last thing to get pierced by a bullet, but no. I don't think Maureen knows that.
You duck behind the door, right? You duck down.
No, the engine block. A bullet will go through the door.
I'm not sure, but I mean, like, someone who doesn't know it. You're describing someone who doesn't know, and you just
duck. Yeah, exactly. It's like, I'll duck my head down. That bullet goes through. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you're moving to be behind the car,
yeah,
then he gets a penalty die. And that has saved your fucking life, because
fuck me,
he rolled an extreme success, but on his penalty die he rolled a fumble.
Wow.
Oh my
god,
that's
the one that counts, because you've got the penalty, of course. Yeah Nasty.
Oh my Christ,
such a good system. They've worked it well.
Yeah, I love it.
Slow motion, you tense as he squeezes the trigger, and you think, this is it. He's got a shot at you, and you're dead. And the gun just clicks. And he looks confused for a second. At which point, the man behind him sees this, looks at the canister he's holding, unscrews it, and pours the thing into himself.
Oh, no.
And he raises his gun to the back of Sedgwick's head.
Oh, my fucking Christ.
They're all at it. Yeah, no one there amongst fucking thieves. They're thieves, man. That's his Roscoe Molloy. Yeah. He's a fucking thief.
They are, yeah.
He shoots him, and it's bad. He
at least two mouths have come off.
Yeah. Well, I think he probably shoots him in the sort of like the left upper back. And you see him jerk, and blood shoots out. He goes down on a knee. Does he stay conscious? He does not. Sedgwick just sort of crumbles to his knees and falls face forwards onto the floor, but he's still alive.
A nest of fucking vipers.
What does Maureen do?
I mean, I'm sort of like relieved temporarily because I was about to die. I'm still going to take a shot.
Fire. Change the target.
Like, yeah. I know who the fuck is. Yeah. So I'd like to take a shot of this guy now.
Go for it.
Oh, God, here we go.
As his hand reaches up to the mask and he pulls it in, it's okay, guys, it's me.
21 on 60.
Very nice.
What's the damage again? 1d10, yeah. 2. Not the best.
You shoot and it glances the side of his face. It takes his, probably takes like a part of his ear off, and blood pours. He instinctively puts his hand to his head and screams. Blood sort of gushes out from between his fingers, and he looks around wildly at you. What's Thomas Dolan doing?
I'm going to get that girl into the car. Passenger side, left hand drive, right? Passenger side, door of the right hand was good. It means I'm covered by the car. I swing it open, I throw her in, but I don't get in myself. I slam the door shut, and then I take cover by the front of the car.
Very wise. Very wise. What about Coombs?
I think I've already thrown Billy in, and sort of I'm clambering into the back seat, and now I'm just waiting for someone to get in and drive.
I love the idea you're sat there politely putting your seatbelt on.
Basically, that's what I'm doing.
Just sat there waiting, and outside it's just like...
Yeah.
Speaking of which...
Shit. I see a path now, and it's a dark path.
Maureen, what do you do? Sorry, no, it's him, isn't it?
I've got one bullet.
Yeah, it's awesome that you've got one. I love the fact you've got one bullet left.
Yeah.
He misses wildly.
Oh, a little bit of luck.
Probably because he's so stunned and he can't...
Yeah,
can't
his fucking ears come off.
His balance is probably all off. He's sort of staggering slightly as he tries to take a shot at you.
Yeah. In which case, I take that opportunity to jump in the driver's seat.
Slide over the car. Engine. Go in. Mm-hmm. Shit, man.
And I, for the third time in one session, I Tokyo Drift trying the hospital. No, I am.
It's proper Starsky and Hutch, though. You've got to get all the way around the car to do that, or jump over it.
Yeah. I think I do seriously say, everyone okay? And as I'm revving the engine and pulling away, and I say, to the Hooverville?
Whoa, I'm not in the car, dude. I'm not in the car. Oh, and also, shit, nor are you.
My imagination is faster than the narrative. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's like when I read a novel and then someone goes, the mountains were on the left, and I can't fucking comprehend it. Sorry.
And we're all on the plane to Honolulu. So yeah, so you're trying to get around the car.
are you going to slide over the
front? I'm on the wrong side.
Yeah, because we're taking cover behind it, right? And we're in front.
Yeah. So the
left hand drive.
This is what I mean about because in my head we'd pulled up on, but we never established where the hospital was. But you're right about the left hand drive. I would like to take the opportunity to run around the car, maybe do a little slide over the bonnet. Like a little dainty slide. Not dainty, but a greasy slide over the bonnet.
Using your hair smooth the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Whipping it around.
So you slide across the bonnet, leaving the bonnet dirtier than it was before.
Mm.
Yeah. I must get that scene.
So you're sort of at the door.
There's something in my mind that tells me that this one last bullet might have to be used elsewhere.
What's Dolan do in this moment?
I think if I see her do that, can I take a split second to see, is she now massively exposed?
Probably.
Yeah, to him.
She is suspended in this moment at the door of the driver's side.
I take the fiddle and I raise it in my hand and I charge singing.
Fantastic.
Fucking hell.
I'm singing one of the old Irish songs. You know the one.
And where were you? You were on the other side.
Yeah, so I think I do exactly what she's doing, but instead of her doing the kind of, she was doing the slide across, I just get up to call as much attention as I can to me charging at him, and I want to draw his fire.
Okay. So you closed a fair bit of distance, but probably not enough to have a swing.
And I'm going for him. I'm going to try and brain him if I can, but obviously.
Back to the cunt.
Coombs is sat in the car.
Yeah.
Hello?
When are we leaving, driver?
What time is departure?
Fantastic. Let's see. Yeah, well, this guy's going to shoot you then. You are a moving target, so I think that's a... What is that, a penalty die, is it? Now this is the kicker. What is your movement rate?
6.
It's not fast enough to warrant a penalty die.
And he knows that.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
This is a calculated move to destroy himself, to let the kids and their parents run free. If we can do this.
The bullet hits you. Full force. How many hit points have you got?
5.
Oof.
Rough. How have you got so many? How many hit points did you start with?
12.
Pretty good.
I lost 4 in the girk.
Got some really bad news. This hits you in the neck, and blood shoots out. You sort of go down onto your knees. You're sort of, the momentum keeps you going forwards, but your legs are gone. You go down into the mud. You lose 6 hit points, which is a major wound. But you're also at 0, so you're dying.
Fuck.
As you start choking on your own blood in the mud.
I sort of imagined it as a really clean asphalt in front of the. That's interesting, but it's mud. It's mud.
I think they've got lawns.
It's the Depression era, right? There's mud. Yeah, yeah.
I think you've ended up in the lawn side.
I didn't quite...
But on the asphalt next to you is Sedgwick, sort of lying there unconscious.
Multiple mouths, still going.
Twitching, yeah.
So roll sanity? Shall I roll sanity?
Out. Yeah,
I
know. No, because you blacked out. But you are dying. Where do we get to? Coombs, what are you doing?
I
start beeping the horn. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, no, I tell a lie. That was his go.
Yeah, isn't it? I was going to say, isn't it Maureen's?
He's unconscious. It is Maureen's go. I beg your pardon.
So the tactic worked.
Well, I see this happen, and I realise the mistake I made, and I shoot him.
Go for it.
Rendering this beautiful sacrifice pointless by staying there to be killed myself.
Not if you succeed.
I think that is, well, quite. I'm sitting in the driver's seat because that's what I did, skidding across the bonnet. He's given me the chance to like get there. I'm not going to ask for a bonus star or anything, but I think it's a. I'm going to try and shoot the cannon. That's what I'm saying. 28.
That's a hard.
Well, that's hard, right? Not that it's 60.
No, that makes any difference on firearms.
No, that makes a difference, actually, yeah. But shall I roll for damage?
Yes.
It's pleasing. It is pleasing. Come on. It all rides on this. Don't just blow another era.
So he's you get him in the calf. Nice meaty shot.
Oh.
And it really hurts him, but he's still on his feet.
Good. Fuck.
So it is Dolan's unconscious, but dying.
Do you need a constitution check?
Let's see. Major wound, dying. No one has administered first aid on the current round.
Although this is the same
That's true. The next round, I think.
Yeah.
Current round.
Yeah.
You've got until his action again.
Next action, yeah.
And that could be death. So, that's you, and it's back to Coombs.
I think, having heard that...
The doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
Terrifying.
Having heard that shot, I think I open the door and see if I can see where they are. Perhaps I see Dolan on the ground.
Mm-hmm. You've probably seen all this happen from the window more.
Yeah. So I think I slip out of the car and start crawling towards Dolan's body on the ground.
Commando style.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes. You probably reach him, but that's probably your action, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's fine.
Where do we get to? The hospital is now quite clearly on fire. There are probably patients in there.
Yes, I hadn't thought that through. I'm not going to lie. My intention was to bring the fire brigade.
Yeah.
Not to kill innocent people.
I was more interested in the fire brigade going to the Hooverville, I suppose.
Yeah, now they've got a really clear choice.
Yeah.
The hospital or the people who are completely undesirable by society's standards.
Authorities. Distraction was my main bid. I admit it.
What does Maureen do?
Is this guy still standing in front of me? And does he still have his gun in his hand? Can I use my art and craft skill, which is very high? Can I use etiquette, dual etiquette, to say, well, my sir, we should do this at dawn? No, I'm joking. I think I just run at him.
What else can you do at this stage?
I try to tackle him because I'm out of bullets, you know?
That's fair enough.
What else can you do? Get a car and drive away.
Yeah, I was going to say, Coombs has come out of the car. Like,
I've got out of the car now.
My tactic was always to try and buy you time, but...
The kids have got some shielding from the car, but the rest of us are fucked.
I beg your pardon, I've done it wrong again. It's his go before.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Coombs has crawled across. Will he shoot Coombs? In which case, it's all over for Coombs. If he hits him.
Well, let's see if he's seen Coombs, first of all.
Yeah, because he might still be trained on me, to be fair.
Coombs, can you give me a stealth roll, please?
Yeah. Just the base, whatever. So, well, no, that's a fumble. 96.
Oh, fuck.
You catch your leg on something and go, ah!
Yeah, I think I do.
It's one of his mouths.
I think my ragged lab coat gets caught on the caught on the car door. I thought I've slipped out carefully, but actually my coat's still caught there and I'm tugging at it, sort of flapping like a little sail.
Oh God.
So he sees the doctor and he's going to shoot you. You can run for cover, of course, but it means you'll lose your next action.
Me?
You guys have got to get those kids out of here. You've got to get to Arkham. You've got to get safe.
I think having fumbled, and I don't think I do run for cover. I don't think I know what's going on.
Yeah, maybe.
You're very lucky. He misses wildly.
Grooms is lucky. Dan's less lucky. It means I'm still here.
you hear the bullet, the bullet hits the ground and soil sprays over you.
Yeah.
Maureen, you're running at him, right?
Pistol whip.
Yeah.
So it's back to Coombs. Oh, wait, no. We need a constitution roll from Joseph.
Yes, here's my constitution roll. That is a good pass. That's a 30.
B. Jeeves is alive.
On my 40 constitution.
So you've got another round to get first aid, and it's back to Coombs.
Much to my surprise.
Well, so I try and drag Dola. I'm not going to try and do first aid on him there. I'm going to try and drag him back into the car, into the back.
So you start dragging him.
I mean, the back is just a pile of invalids. But that's where I'm trying to get him.
So you start dragging him back.
Yeah. Oh, so the girl's in the passenger seat. Esther's in the...
No, everyone's in the back. No,
I couldn't get to the back.
Oh,
I imagined... I don't know whether it was that way around, but I imagined that I could only get to the front passenger seat to throw her in before going over the front of the car. And that you'd got to the back because you were much faster than me, so...
Oh, well, you can understand Dallin's confusion then, thinking that he was on the driver's side already. But
he couldn't take cover because the driver's side is always exposed. Whichever way you...
Is it?
Yeah, because it's right-hand drive, right? Sorry, left-hand drive.
Yeah. Either way, you approach the building.
Well, maybe not. Maybe.
Either way, I'm pulling Dolan to throw him in the back of the car.
That's fine. This guy is going to take a shot at Maureen because she's running right at him.
Yeah.
What's your movement rate?
8.
It's a penalty die because she's a fast broad.
Pretty nimble.
I can tell you now. You're moving so fast and kind of, I imagine you're sort of zigzagging like a rabbit. You shoot and misses. I think he's out of bullets.
Yes, guys, you're doing well. You're doing really well, guys. We can do this.
It's Maureen's go.
I want to body him. I know there's not much to me, but I just want to tackle him or pistol whip him.
Yeah.
I mean, either way, it's brawl probably.
Yeah.
But I think I just jump at the last minute and try and slam the butt of the gun across his face. But I'm throwing my whole body at him, so either way.
And he's going to fight back. So as you come and do that, he tries to uppercut you as you sort of launch yourself at him.
Who is this guy?
80.
So you end up in this kind of weird tangle, the two of you, but you don't do anything. You don't manage to hurt each other.
Yeah.
You end up sort of, in a kind of hug. A fast hug. High velocity hug. And it's back to Dolan.
Constitution.
He needs to make a constitution.
It's a 20. You're not going to believe it. Fucking yes. There's the two best rolls. I mean, I'm going to die next turn. So I've rolled a 30, a 3-0, and a 2-0.
And Coombs, you've got him into the back of the car, or the front of the car.
But I suppose I should try and do some first aid on him.
Oh, that's insane.
Don't fumble.
That's insane. 40 constitution.
Good at first aid. Yeah, it's a success. Regular.
He's stabilised. You gain a hit point, Thomas Dolan.
I'm back to one.
You're back to one and you start coming round. No. This guy's going to try and nut you, Maureen. Try and nut you in the face.
Can I roll my etiquette to see whether that's appropriate?
You do. He grabs you by the shoulders and goes in.
Dodge.
What do you do?
What's your dodge? What's your...
Yeah, I mean, it is a dodge, right?
30% chance, right? You've got 60.
Well, it depends what you do.
Or you could try and fight back with 25%.
Back. What are the odds on fighting back?
1 in 4.
And your dodge is...
Yeah. 30%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1 in 3.
A bit better.
I'm going to dodge. If it's a headbutt, I'm going to dodge, because it's quite an easy thing to dodge in my mind.
It.
Not that the stats reflect that, but I'm going to try and shift my head to the side. That's a 39.
Unfortunately, he does. It makes contact with you. You hear this crunch as he...
Shit, and you don't have any hit points left for it, do you?
I've got 2.
This could be ugly. Might be wise to spend that 9 luck if you got it.
No.
How many luck have you got?
I've got 8 luck.
Oh no.
That's too much of a torment.
That is 7 points of damage.
Oh.
Yeah.
He nuts you so hard, your brain goes straight down your spine. Your spine goes through your brain.
I roar in that moment because I think I'm next.
Well, hang on. What's Maureen's maximum hit points normally?
Hit points is 10.
So it's a major wound.
Yeah, so you're dying.
Caved
dying.
You in. It's brain damage, right. Probably.
As if the alcohol hadn't already done enough damage.
So dark.
And you're unconscious. Right?
Yeah. Don't wake me up.
I roar, and it's almost like a kind of machine is taken back over. And I've got my hair by my neck, and I get up and I grab the doc's shoulder, and I launch off the doc's shoulder, and I just flail at this guy.
In the back of the car?
Oh, did you drag me into the back of the car to do this?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Shit. Too far away. Fuck, I had this vision, cinematic vision in my head. But instead, what I realise is that I stagger out of the car.
You beat the shit out of Esther Frayne. She's dead. After all of that entire quest, beat the shit out of
that can't be right.
I'm sorry, I forgot that you dragged him back into the car, which is such an astonishing manoeuvre.
So you're running up to him. Please, we can't have another session on this.
I really want to take this guy down.
It's just going to be this.
So I think I'm exposed. That's the horror of it. But I think, like, I come back to life and it's like I've been EpiPenned and I'm still continuing my task. And so the doc has just kind of stunned me back into life. Patch him up, send him back out there.
Stagger out the car.
Did anyone else? I've got 45% brawl. I may as well give it a go, right?
So you're heading towards him.
Yeah.
What does Coombs do, if anything? What are you going to do?
At this stage, I think Coombs is climbing forward into the driver's seat. He's going to start the car, and anyone who's outside the car when the car starts moving, fucked.
I don't understand why you haven't driven the car at this guy.
I know. I'm sat in the back seat waiting for someone else to do it.
I don't think I'm not compass mentis enough to make that kind of
call. Oh, fuck, I don't even think about that.
But that's what I do. I climb into the front seat and see if I can start the car.
Car starts.
Excellent.
He's going to run towards you and close the distance. As he pushes the limp body of Maureen Frayne onto the floor, on top of Sedgwick, he comes running towards you. It's your go, Thomas.
I'm going to left hook him.
Let's go for it. As you try and do that, he's going to try and right hook you. That's the way that works.
That is a 14. It's not quite an extreme.
He is not quick enough. And you connect with him before he's even brought his arm round.
Yes.
Crunch. Let's have the damage. For God's sake, make it really good.
D4 plus D3, right? There's the 6. Come on, lads. Come on.
Come on. Here we go. Bring it home.
I just don't know if I can show you this. It's a 6 and a 4, Dom.
That's good.
3, yeah. 4, 7. Really major good. Wound.
Bring it home.
Left hook. He slows down, he breathes, a bit of blood comes out of his mouth. He just waits until he's just close enough, and as he's wheeling in, he just throws everything he's got through the guy's jaw.
Yeah.
You hear his teeth shatter, you hear his jaw break, and his neck crunches as it goes round. You think you've snapped something important.
Ooh.
Because he hits the ground. He's still conscious. And he's sort of scrabbling in the mud. But you've seriously hurt him.
Like a fucking Reggie Cray slap. Fucking hell.
Coombs, you've got the car going. What do you do?
How many more rounds until Maureen dies?
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, we need to roll for...
Come on. Come on, Maureen. I rolled absurdly well.
18. I've got 15 constitution,
so... Still alive. So what do you do?
Well, I...
Drive over that son of a bitch, right?
I started the car. If I can run over this bastard without running over anyone else, I guess I'd like to do that.
Yeah, I think so. You give a little poop poop and Thomas Dolan dodges out the way.
Yeah.
And there's this crunch as you go over his neck.
Ooh.
Don't think we even need to roll for this because he's prone and it's a car.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's only got 2 hit points left. I think he's dead.
Good, I killed him.
It's a satisfying.
His face comes off on the tyres.
As, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, horrible. As he bursts underneath the car.
Can I drip blood all over Sedgwick as I go over? I don't want to look at his face. Maybe a bad choice. But it's just the two of them, right? I want to get Sedgwick's wallet.
Yep.
I get that. I put it in my pocket and then I stagger back over. Presumably by this time, Coombs, you'll have done something else because that'll take me a while to do that.
I'm not sure whether I would have done.
Well, I'm going to grab Frayn.
Well,
and drag her over towards you, basically.
Right.
Doc, you got to fix her.
Yeah, sure. And I guess I try and do a bit of first aid on Maureen.
And fumble, and we'll all be happy.
Well, it's not a fumble, but it's not a success, I'm afraid.
In which case, Maureen, can you give me a constitution roll?
Oh, it comes down to this brutal mathematics.
This could be very sad. This could be a very sad ending.
Yeah.
36.
That's good. That's good.
On a 50. Yeah. All right.
I'm happy to hand wave this. I think probably eventually you will succeed in the first aid. You are a doctor.
Yeah.
Push the roll. Because you could have pushed the roll,
anyway,
couldn't you?
Do one more roll just in case.
You could have pushed the roll.
Just in case.
Yeah, that's a success.
But, Maureen gains a hit point, recovers.
I get in the front of the car. They're getting the back. I drive to Arkham.
So you all head to Arkham. In the days that follow, what do you do? Does anyone act on the knowledge that you now have? Because you have this specimen with you. What's your plan? In the days and weeks that follow.
Well, I mean, as soon as I know that, you know, as soon as I'm awake, I reach out to Esther and we have a moment in the car. But as soon as, once we're back, I mean, is she back in health? Are we all back in health?
I mean, you're all recovery.
We get seen to.
But the Hooverville's gone.
But where do we go then when we get to Arkham? Is there anywhere that can put us up? Or?
I drive to a little place that Coombs recommends, I think. And I split whatever money's in the wallet between the three of us.
Right.
And then I dump the car, and then I rejoin the two of you, and we arrange to meet at a cafe the next day.
Well, I can tell you what happens to Coombs, maybe not the next day, but over the next year, a few years, where he spends his time trying to tell anyone who'll listen. In any hospital, any medical establishment, he tries to tell them about this parasite that gets inside of you, but when you get it out, it can reinvigorate you, give you life force, and it was sapping the strength of the people in the Hooverville, and obviously everyone gives him short shrift, and eventually he's committed, and that's the end of he's like Ignaz Semmelweis.
Ignaz Semmelweis.
So my only other question is, what happens to specimen 17 that you kept? Where does that end up?
Dolan had that, right? So.
Well, but then I gave it to you.
It was in the car.
Yeah. Dom declared that I'd given it to you in the chaos of trying to get out of the hospital. Or just before getting out of the hospital. So you'd wrestled. So it was in the back of the car.
Either way, it was in the car at some point. So what? My question is, who ended up with it in the long run over the weeks that followed? And, or did you forget about it?
I imagine I might have grabbed it unless anyone else did. But I'm not insisting on that. I'm happy for someone else to have taken it. We can't leave it in the car anyway, either way.
I think I wanted to find the truth, but not from all of that stuff. I was too scared, so I went for the paperwork. I went back to the Hooverville. I tried to get journalists involved, people who knew Nancy Carver and Harold Priestley, and I caused a stink, and I got sick again. and I barely made it through that, and the doc was useless. And I asked about the specimen. He said he didn't have it, and I went to Maureen's place. By that time, the doc was useless. It's months had passed.
Yeah.
All of the money had gone. I was practically back on Hooverville status, and I went to Maureen's house.
And I welcomed you in with a mug of beef tea, and after the, you know, the usual sort of pleasantries. If you asked, I would have led you out back.
Why don't you show me out back now?
Well, it's in here, and the jar itself I've put in a sort of it wouldn't be a beer case, but like prohibition thing, you know, like it's like a sort of an urn out in the garden, and I sort of take the lid off that and then pull the glass and, you know, everything jar from it. I don't know what it looks like, but it's still there. But I've just been spending these days and weeks nursing Esther back to health and trying to get myself back to health. But I know this thing's important, so I've kept it. Esther, promise me you'll never open this jar.
And maybe you never used it. But...
yeah.
In the far future, decades from now, Esther Frayne is one of the most successful women in the East Coast. Successful socialite, multimillionaire, and people always ask her what her secret is. How did she ever come to afford the old Hawk's place? But when it comes to the secret of Prospect, she never tells. Hello. Just a quick word from me. I won't take too much of your time. I wanted to let you know that Bleak Prospect is from the collection Nameless Horrors by Scott Dorwood, Paul Fricker, and Matt Sanderson. Collectively, the good friends of Jackson Elias. They're good friends of ours as well, and if you haven't already, we urge you to check out their regular podcast about Call of Cthulhu, horror films, and horror gaming in general. It's a treasure trove of interesting discussion on all aspects of the hobby, from three of the top Call of Cthulhu experts in the world, I'd say, and one that I listen to religiously. You can find the good friends of Jackson Elias wherever you get your podcasts, or go to blasphemoustomes.com. The link's in the show notes. Thanks for listening.